Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Damai. We are up to the third perek and in the fourth Mishnah. Hamolech Chitin L'Tochen Kuti O L'Tochen Am Aretz B'Cheskasan L'Maisros U'L'Shvias. If a person has a wheat that they've already separated the Trumos and the Maisros from, so there's no question, it is everything is set and good to go, and you bring them to a Kuti, and the Kuti will grind up the wheat for you to turn it into a flour, or you bring it to an Am Haaretz. So both of these individuals, so we know the Am Haaretz were not so careful with always separating maestros, and the Kuti were these individuals who converted, and there's a question about the status of their conversion, and the Gemara usually assumed, at least at the time of the Mishnah, that on some level, according to some, that they were considered to be Jews, and they were careful on some mitzvahs, not careful on others, but those that they were careful on, they were very strict and to follow all the halachos, the details. So the Mishnah rules, if you bring the wheat to such individuals, you don't have to be concerned that they're going to switch the wheat with someone else's that was not properly prepared, that the maestros were not separated. But rather, you can be, with confidence, you can assume that whatever you gave, they'll give back to you, and everything is fine. The maestros, so therefore, you separated them. You can assume that it's the same wheat that you gave, that you're receiving back, and you can then use the wheat, now the flour, without any doubts. However, says the continues the Mishnah, L'tochein ovid kochavim demai. However, if you gave it to a non-Jew, to an Ovi Kochavim, an idol worshiper, then you do have to be concerned that they've switched it with someone else's, maybe even their own, and you're not getting back the same that you gave, and therefore it's not certain, but it's a case of doubt, and therefore you would have to treat it as demai and separate the relevant ties, the relevant maestros. Hamafkid peiroso of Eitzo Akusi, o Eitzo Am Aretz, Becheskas on the maestros of the shvias. And similarly, if you gave this kuti or the am haaretz some peros, not wheat but here a produce, for them just to watch. You're going to be away. You want them to watch them. So you can assume when you get it back that it's the same fruit that you gave. And there's no questions regarding maaser, regarding laws of shemitah, of peros shemitah, the seventh year, the sabbatical year. If what you gave was without any halachic questions, that it was something that you could eat without having any reservations, you can assume that what you're getting back is the same produce, and you can move ahead with that knowledge. However, eitzol hovikol chavim kiperosav. But if you gave it to an idol worshiper, then it's the same thing. Kiperosav says the Bar Tanura. So here, actually, the way the Bar Tanura understands this is even better. That if they give it back, it may not be the same peros that they originally received, but the peros, the fruit, the produce of an Am Haaretz is pater from Meiser. The original earlier law of the Mishnah regarding the wheat. There was a concern, says the Bar Tanura, when he gave it to Ovi Kochavim, Pipnei Shederech Bnei Adam, Maholech Kupos Rabos Shochitim, Lanichan Eitzel Atochen, Chashinan Shavan Nischalfa Kupazu B'Kupa Achera Shal Yisrael, Shein Demai. When he gave it to the miller, who was a Ovi Kochavim, so there lots of people are dropping off their flour, their wheat, and it can easily get mixed up, and maybe you're not getting back that which you received. The non-Jew, the Ovi Kochavim, is not going to be so careful. But just a deposit for watching some payrolls, so even if the non-Jew is going to give you back some other payrolls, presumably it's not another Jew, it's his own, and there's no requirement for the payrolls of an Am Haaretz for maestros to be separated. So either way, either it's yours or it's his, but you gave it, it was already separated. If it's his, there's no requirement, and therefore you can eat it without any questions. Reb Shimon Omer Demai. Reb Shimon, however, disagrees, and Reb Shimon is of the opinion that no, you have to be concerned that maybe the Ovi Kochavim switched it with some other payrolls that he received from another Jew, and maybe that Jew who gave it to him was an Am Haaretz, and therefore the maestros were not separated, and therefore you'd be required, out of doubt, to separate the maestros. The next Mishnah, hey, Hanosein Lupun Dukis, Maser Shehu Nosein La, the S Shehu Noto Mimena Mipnei Shechashuda Lachlof. If a person is traveling and they're staying at an inn, and so they give their produce to the innkeeper, so that the innkeeper will then cook them a meal. So that which you give this innkeeper, you have to can only give it if you first separated the maestros, because we're concerned that maybe the innkeeper is going to take it for him or herself and eat it. I'm not going to be honest with it, not give you back what you gave them, and therefore you shouldn't give them something that's going to make them even though they're committing a sin by taking what you gave them, but you don't want them to further sin by eating something that does not have maestros separated from it. But then whatever they give back to you, they're going to serve you a meal. You paid them for a meal. The meal that they give back to you, you also have to separate maestros from. Why? Because here, the innkeeper actually, the reason why they may take your produce, not give it back, because they may want to give you even better produce. They want to make sure that you have a comfortable meal. This is their business. And therefore, they may give you back something that has of superior produce. But maybe what they're giving back is not something which is maestros have not been taken off. Therefore, because of this knowledge that they may not, they may eat what you gave them, and they give back to you something which is not yours but is theirs. So therefore, on both ends, giving it to them, you have to separate maestros, and what you receive, you have to separate as well. Rabbi Yossi in anu achrayin lemarayim. Rabbi Yossi says, we are not responsible for tricksters. We're not responsible. If they're going to be playing games with your produce, that's their issue. That's not our issue. Therefore, you only have to separate what you receive back from them. But when you give to them, that's their fault. They're going to be playing games with it, not giving back what you gave to them. That's on them. Just for you, whatever you eat, you, of course, have to be careful. And therefore, because of this case of doubt, you have to separate maestros. And we'll do the last Mishnah of the Perek, Mishnah Vav. Hamnosin lechamoso maeser. So let's say you give your mother-in-law. You give her produce. You give something that she's going to cook with. So eshu nosin la veshu noto mimeno mipnei shi chashuda laachlof esa miskalkel. So here, what you give her, you have to first separate. You can't give her something that was not properly separated, the maestros, and that which you receive back, you also have to separate. Because here the concern is that she's going to want to take care of her family. She's going to make sure that you're given a superior meal, similar to the innkeeper. And we're concerned that maybe whatever you gave her, she's not going to give you back the same produce. Perhaps it was from Demai, and therefore you need to separate as well. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rotzahi b'takanas bita ubusha mechasana. Rabbi Yehuda explains that this is according to the Mefarshim. Rabbi Yehuda just explained this first opinion. The reason you have to be concerned here is because she wants what's best for her family, for her daughter, and she's embarrassed to when it comes to her son-in-law to give something that's not that's something which is inferior quality, and therefore we're concerned that she's going to give you back something that she didn't initially receive, and therefore you have to separate the various maestros. But the Mishnah concludes, Modi Rabbi Yehuda ben Nosin lechamoso shvias, shina chashur lahachlif lahachlos bita shvias. That this concern is just regarding Meiser. When it comes to Shemitah, so people are generally, we're more careful with the laws of Shemitah produce, the halachos associated with Shemitah and the Kedusha, the sanctity of the produce, and that what you give, they're going to give back. They're not going to give you something that's of questionable status. Even though the produce may not be as good, you can assume, especially when, at least when it comes to your family, a Jewish family, they're going to give back that which they received, and therefore you don't have to be concerned that it's perosh shvias and that there's kedusha associated with it. And you have to be careful in terms of the eating it, but whatever you gave, you'll receive back. But not so when it comes to the maestros. There you do have to be more concerned, and therefore whatever you receive back, you will have to separate.